Arizona Governor Doug Ducey was in Washington, D.C. this week to urge Congress to ratify the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or the USMCA. That might be better known to you as the new NAFTA. It's a trade deal between our three countries that President Trump signed in November of last year. But Democrats in the House of Representatives are not all on board with the deal, at least not yet. We're joined now by Sabrina Rodriguez, trade reporter for Politico, to talk more about what the Trump administration might be trying to do to court Democrats' support of the agreement. Good morning, Sabrina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. So I want to start with where we are now. So what needs to happen to ratify the USMCA in Congress?
Okay. I mean, they for months have been in Congress, you know, hashing out details with the Trump administration. And it's become one of the few points here where that can get bipartisan backing, because there is the original NAFTA. People know how positive it was for the United States, how much trade, I mean, how much different states, specifically Arizona as well, are dependent on trade with Mexico and Canada and all these border states specifically. So right now in Congress, Democrats have been negotiating with the administration over concerns that they have about the enforceability of the deal. So the biggest concern that it's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi talks about is making sure that the agreement, once it's in place, can be enforced if someone, for example, Mexico, is not enforcing the provisions in the deal, specifically with labor, environmental concerns. And they want to make sure that, you know, the deal does not raise the prices of prescription drugs, since that's a huge priority for Congress right now.
Yeah. Is there a lot of attention being paid to this in Washington right now? Is this something that looks like it might happen soon?
Actually, now in the fall, after coming back from their summer recess, it's getting a lot more of attention. Before, it was really the trade folks on the Hill that were paying attention to it more. But now, you know, the governor came at the right time, because this has been talk of the town for the past few weeks, and Nancy Pelosi speaking about it a lot more. So the goal here has been to get it done this fall. Republicans really want to get it done in the next month or two. Democrats are saying it's much more realistic that it can get done by the end of the year.
Okay. And what is the Trump administration trying to do at this point to try to negotiate with Democrats about some of those things you mentioned, those concerns that they have?
So they took a while to respond back. Democrats have been very clear about what their big concerns were for the past month, since they signed the deal in November. But in the past couple weeks, it's been more so that the U.S. Trade Representative, Robert Lighthizer, has been on the Hill explaining, you know, what the United States can counteroffer and what they can put into the agreement that will please Democrats. And right now, Democrats are responding pretty favorably to it. So there's going to be some back and forth in the next few weeks. But the mood on the Hill right now is that they think the Trump administration is really engaging in good faith.
Mm-hmm. So before I let you go here in the last minute or so we have, just remind us what this means for businesses. We talk a lot about here in Arizona how Mexico is our number one trading partner. This is incredibly important for jobs here in our state. What is the message around the pro-business side of this?
Well, businesses, I mean, their biggest thing right now is, you know, we need certainty. There's all the issues going on with China as well, and there's a lot of uncertainty on trade fronts. So business groups here are saying, you know, we got a lot of great things in the deal. They're very happy that they were able to modernize it with things for digital trade and all the things that come with, you know, updating a deal that's 25 years old. But their biggest message is, you know, we need to reduce the uncertainty that's going on with trade, because companies want to make business decisions, and they can't do that right now while they're waiting to see what happens. So that's the big point here for them, is, you know, really trying to lower the uncertainty that they're feeling.
Yeah. All right. That's Sabrina Rodriguez, trade reporter for Politico. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.